Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the European Show. And we've come to the end of the season, so it's time to do our season reviews. This is the first in the series. We will be going through all of the main leagues we covered the course of the season, and we're starting with Spain. And I'm pleased to say I've got the man who's been with us throughout the whole roller coaster of the season, the Athletic La Liga correspondent, Dermot Corrigan. Dermot, good morning. I'm looking forward to going through this. Are you?
Hey, well, yeah, lovely to talk to you again. And yeah, it was a pretty fun season, roller coaster in many ways. So yeah, looking forward to looking back over it now.
It's strange because when I was doing this, it's hard to describe it as the most enjoyable season in years because obviously we've had to deal with COVID. There's not really been fans until the very, very dregs of it. But it's certainly been dramatic when you think about it. We had almost everything you want from a season. You had early front runners who were then gathered in by the pack. And you had the point of the season where it's four teams split by 3 points with five games left. And you've also got five different teams winning trophies and none of those teams being Real Madrid. And then also on the final day, even more nuts, there was three comeback victories, including both of the top two and Real Betis getting into the Europa League by the skin of their teeth. I mean, I don't really know how we're going to start with all of this because, as I say, there's so much. But I think probably the best place to start is the title race because it's the one we all normally focus on. So I'm going to pose you this question starting up. Which of these three things in the summer do you think was the most important? Either A, Lionel Messi announcing wanting to leave. B, Real Madrid signing no new players despite their last lot getting a lot older. Or C, Luis Suarez getting caught cheating on his Italian exam.
The Italian exam, I'd forgotten about that. They all were really important. I guess like Suarez is the obvious one, and especially the way the season ended with, you know, he scored so many goals through the autumn, then he went through a bit of a dip. He was out for a while injured as well and came back just when they needed him to score. And that is, as I said, that is the most obvious difference that was made. You know, you take Suarez out of Barcelona and you put him into Atletico, he scores 20 goals, wasn't it? I have to check that. And they win the title, so it does seem obvious. But it is true that the other two are really important as well. Like all of the drama at Barcelona last summer was, you know, cut the legs out from their season before it even started, really.